The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
Good morning, everyone. Well, the voters are going to the polls today in 7 states.
Right.
And, you know, among the things on the agenda is, of course, a lot of issues related to the economy, but tax cuts, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are thinking about tax cuts. I'm not sure it's going to affect their votes on the Senate primaries and things like that.
Well, we'll find out. It's also a question of whether it has an impact on the economy that politicians say it does. One thing that's certain about tax cuts is it's not very hard for politicians to evoke the passions of voters when they mention tax cuts.
We passed a meaningful tax cut, and now some of them want to take it away from you by delaying that. Yeah, I agree. The best way, the worst thing to do is in the face of this recession is to not let people have their tax break. It doesn't make any economic sense.
That's George W. Bush speaking back in January of 2002, fighting for his tax cuts, which expire at the end of the year, and Congress may do something about it. Barack Obama doesn't want to extend the tax cuts for people making more than $250,000 a year, but he does want to extend the tax cuts for people below that rate. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
And Diane Lim Rogers joins us, chief economist for the Concord Coalition. The Concord Coalition is a nationwide nonpartisan grassroots organization, also kind of a think tank that takes a look at tax issues as related to the economy. Diane Rogers, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to separate this discussion into two parts. There's a political significance to tax cuts. Todd, that's yours, as you can probably guess.
Oh, okay.
And the question of, okay, so you studied economics in college, Todd. Fine.
I just got my master's, and now I can't even talk economics. Darn it.
Diane Rogers, there's also a question of what tax cuts actually do to stimulate the economy, and that's what we want to talk about with you. But first, Todd, the politics. Which message is sticking? Republicans say it's a recession. You can't get rid of tax cuts now. It hurts the economy. Is that sticking? Or is Obama's message that he really rolled out last week, you're just giving $100,000 breaks to millionaires?
Well, the messaging has just started, so we don't know which one is sticking yet. This is round one of a long fight, John, that's going to take place over the next 7 weeks before the midterm elections and probably beyond. So Celeste might be right. People might not be voting today in the primaries on this issue because the debate just started, Republican primary. Everybody probably wants their taxes lower. But as we get closer to November 2nd, people are going to be thinking about it. And, you know, with tax cuts, you heard George W. Bush talking about it, and a lot of presidents talk about it in the same way. The tax number, your marginal tax rates, your personal income tax number, this is not some abstract jobs figure of 9.6%. It's not some consumer confidence number that doesn't mean anything to you. The marginal tax rate is a kitchen table bottom line number for every single family and every single voter, and it's going to be an issue in November.
All right, well, let's take that directly to Diane Rogers. I mean, I can know the number on my tax form that relates to these tax cuts. It's easy for me to do the math as one household, but how does an economist do the math as to how this actually relates to whether you're aiding or hurting the recovery?
Well, the economy faces two different challenges in terms of the economic effect of tax policy. In the short term, we need to be stimulating demand. So it is true that it's not really the time to raise taxes generally right now in the sense of reducing the budget deficit, because you need to get people to consume more goods and services right away. But in the longer term, like beyond the next year or two, what we need to do is actually the opposite. Instead of encouraging consumption, we need to be encouraging saving, and that includes the government saving. So deficit finance tax cuts are actually harmful to the longer term, even though they're helpful in the short run. And that's the tricky part, is how do you gracefully move from one condition of the economy to the longer term condition?
And some Republicans would say that tax cuts do actually stimulate demand, but at a time of real economic uncertainty, in fact, what we're seeing is that people are putting their money in the bank. They are saving. Right?
That's true. That's true. And there's a big question as to how effective tax cuts can possibly be. And that is part of the debate right now about extending the Bush tax cuts just temporarily. They're not the best form of stimulus. And even if we were to restrict our choices to tax cuts alone, they're not the best kinds of tax cuts because they're not very well targeted to the lowest income households that would consume the most.
Well, I think that, Diane, that the reason that they're not the most effective is because economists haven't used the words trickle down for a very long time. The idea that the money trickles downhill has been, to a certain extent, debunked, and yet it's still used as a political argument.
It is, and I think the politicians actually, I don't know if they purposely or unintentionally mix up the longer-term goals with the shorter-term. There's some merit to talking about high-income households being, you know, the engine of economic growth for the longer term, in the sense that they are the people that have the most money to save or invest. And over the longer term, that is good for the economy. In the short term, trickle-down doesn't really make sense because it's not like you're going to give a tax cut to a rich person. They're going to turn around and right away hand it over to a lower-income person to go out and buy groceries.
Well, let's look at a really specific case that the Republicans have talked about, that there may be small business owners who are at this $250,000 income range or above, who, if they get a tax cut, are less likely to hire workers, and that will have a direct effect.
If they get a tax increase,
right? If they don't see a tax cut, they're not going to hire, and that's going to have an impact on the recovery. Do you buy that argument?
Well, most statistics show that the vast majority of small businesses are not in that high of an income category. And then among those small businesses that are fortunate enough to be in that high income bracket, the bulk of their income is not earned from what is actually taxed at a small business level. The bulk of their income comes in a different form other than their own labor income that they have to declare on personal income taxes.
So it's a little bit of an apples and oranges argument.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that a lot of wealthy people happen to own small businesses at the same time, but the high-end tax brackets actually do very little to affect the bulk of small business income.
All right, Diane Lim Rogers is the chief economist for the Concord Coalition. Thanks so much. Todd, let's go out on you. Todd Zwillich, what category of voter is likely, because of this tax cut issue, be motivated to actually go and vote in November if they otherwise weren't really considering it?
Well, take the Democrats' point of view, a middle-class voter who says, yeah, I'm hurting. Why should we extend tax cuts for the richest 2 or 3%? Whose side are these people on? And then a Republican saying, why should my taxes go up? I'm a conservative. I demand lower taxes. Raising taxes is just going to hurt the economy, and it's probably going to hurt me. And even if it doesn't hurt me, it might hurt me later when I am wealthy. So that's the message to both sides. I think both sides think they have a victory here, and they got to fight it out now.
Tax cuts mean turnout. We'll see in November. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.